Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hello, beautiful people. Today, I felt really inspired to come and share some quotes with you. As you know, I'm in the preparation of our new 21-day challenge, which is the Quantum Leap with the Syrian Star Nation, all about learning to become a timeline architect. And as I'm deep into the vortex of downloading and crafting more of this extraordinary 3 weeks portal that, of course, I would love for you to join because it's going to be next level, I'm receiving so much more refinement and precision about this body of work from the Syrians. So for many, many years now, the months of June, July, and August have been months when I have allowed myself to be more in spaciousness. So I have less things running, I have less students, I have less one-on-ones, I have less programs, because during this time of the year, I'm trained by my team, the Arcturians, the Syrians, the Dragons, Praying Mantis, so many more Ascended Masters of the Light. This is really the time for me when my crown is so wide open and downloads are pouring through, the architecture of life is being refined. And over the years, I have noticed and witnessed that this portal is of really great importance for me. And so therefore, I adjust my life accordingly. And during this month of July, which is nearing to an end, it's been interesting to witness that, to start with, I had many desires. I thought I wanted to organize like drinks at my place every Friday. I thought I wanted to go out. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. And actually, as the month started, my daughter's spending a month in Europe, I really felt that I wanted to clear everything. No one in my house, no one around, going out very little and just be in my space. And I have been able to be so present with myself and my human that I have gone on yet another profound healing journey with myself, but also opening up my consciousness to receive the extraordinary teaching from the Syrian Star Nation and the other beings of the light that I co-create with. So it's really powerful, and honestly, I cannot wait to share during this 21-day challenge, because it's going to be something that is really going to support you in the long term. And that's what I'm all about, right? I'm not here for fast, easy fix. It's like, yeah, things can be easy, but I am here to really train spiritual athletes. And to train is to train with consistency, with absolute devotion, and with the understanding that if you want really big muscles, we're going to have to lift weights, bigger and bigger weights, over a certain period of time. It's not because I start lifting like 6 kilos 3 times a week that I'm going to be bulk out, if it's my purpose. So this is a little bit the same with spirituality. I have observed a world of manifestation for a very long time, and in total, honestly, I have always felt at odd with it. And I wonder if it's the same for you. I wonder if some of you are going to resonate with this. I have felt at odd with it because there was also always this kind of like a lack of understanding from people teaching manifestation of what is actually truly going on. I always spend a lot of time observing, contemplating consciousness. And I observed it within myself and with other people. This is why I'm a spiritual teacher and I do what I do, right? What I have observed is that a lot of people, they go on these manifestation journeys and I get very excited, and then there is the void, it does not happen, and then they spiral back. And at times, to be honest, it's not that they are the same as before, it's that at times they're even worse because they are more disillusioned, they are more bitter. It's like, well, I do all the things and it doesn't happen for me. And over the years, I have observed that a lot of the time, It's because manifestation technique are so small, so narrow. It's like it's not that they are bad. It's not what other people teach or their around manifestation is wrong. Not at all. It's just a pin drop in the ocean of consciousness. Manifestation is tiny thing. Timeline architect creation, on the other hand, is the thing. It is the playground, like properly architecting timelines, properly understanding the architecture of building a house. Think about it this way. If you want to build a house, you can just go like and grab some material here and there, find a plot of land and build a house, and you're like, yo, I have a house, and the house is gonna fall off on the first storm. And you're going to be so disappointed. But if you take time to research, if you source the right material, if you really go deep, if you understand, if you do the work, if you collaborate, if you co-create with people who know what they are doing in that area, you're going to over time build a house that is solid, that is strong, but that's also sexy and fun. You can decorate, it's your own. You're so freaking proud of it. This is my work. My work is the long-term game. My work is refinement, depth. And something that has often bothered me with manifestation is like, it's just like, go for it, claim your desires, just be that version of self and just keep going like this, and they're gonna land. Has it happened a lot to you? Can be very honest. It has happened a little bit for me, but not really. And here is something that changed everything in this understanding of what is truly going on with quantum leaping, what's truly going on with manifestation, and how is that actually learning, training to be a proper timeline architect. 6 months ago, I celebrated my crown union for my 45th birthday. So crown union to me, something, it's a name I came up with. I don't know anyone who's done this before. And the desire was to create a form of ceremony to unite myself with the divine within me, and the divine that is God, that is life itself. To say to myself and to God, I devote myself completely to our union. I devote myself wholeheartedly to you, God, and the unique light that you are flowing through me. And whatever you want me to be in this lifetime as a conduit or of divine grace, go for it. And what happened was unanticipated. I felt so ecstatic, so at peace, so in communion with myself. I was having such a fantastic open life. It was summer here. I had this young lover. That was quite fun. I did these parties, but I was so creative. I downloaded One, which changed everything. I'm writing the book about this now. If you're inside One, you know it's one of the most pivotal moments in my work. And as the weeks passed, I started observing something that was challenging to understand to start with. My desires left. I had desired to travel to Europe for a month to see my family. And then to go, I had been invited to be a guest speaker at two international events in Europe on different occasions. I was very excited to start with. I had already planned, organized, paid, created of me going to San Rafael at the New Living Expo, which happened maybe like 2 months ago now. I had the desire to make a certain amount of money to start with, to like really go for it, and to get to know these people, to be part of that group, to network there, to have that amount of followers. So I had kind of like some of these human desires that I thought I needed to have a goal to move towards. Because that's what we say, right? We need a goal to move towards. That's how manifestation works. And then all of them left. I did not want anything any longer. And it felt quite destabilizing. But then I started realizing, for the vast amount of my life, I've never really been clear on my desire, but one, the desire to be at one with God, the desire to know peace, to know light, to know the truth of the divine operating within me, and how can I be more a conduit to that, and how can I share that with other people? I feel emotional when I say that, but when I had felt that in the past, it felt ridiculous. It felt weird. It felt like a desire that did not belong into this reality because I don't want to be a nun. I don't want to be a Buddhist monk. I don't want to be a renunciant. I don't want to belong to a sect, to a religion. All of them are sects anyway. So I did not want either to kind of like isolate personally and not having wounded the love of my life, my person, and it's not that I was rejecting life either. I was not rejecting life. I was not rejecting having a great house, having an awesome body that works well and that I'm happy with, having an amazing group of friends, having like the thing, but I was in this space of not really knowing, not understanding how these pieces fitted together. Because I could feel that I knew really well that I wanted, I needed to feel these desires to move towards, to activate a new timeline. Because I knew that that's part of the architecture, but I was like, I literally have no other desires than to be at one with God, and I feel at one with God now. So what does it mean? Does it mean that my life is over? That I made it? Didn't really feel like that either. Because something in me wants more, in the way that the more is I want the word flowing through me to reach more people. I want the extraordinary messages, the extraordinarily architectural spiritual trainings that I'm downloading and that I'm receiving and sharing with my students. I want everyone to know about it because it's revolutionary. It's going to change the world. It's for everyone, no matter where they are at on their awakening journey, on their ascension journey, no matter the religion, the culture, the background, no matter anything. The teachings I share are universal, and they help, they truly change lives all the time when people come across them and work with them. So that was something that was really present, but I didn't really, I felt like I was kind of like already doing it in the programs, going online and so on, but there was a certain magnitude to that I wanted. But then I was like, well, it's God's will, so if it's meant to be, it will happen. But there was something inside of me that was like, it's not exactly that either. And as I always do with the studies of consciousness, it's something very important that I want you to realize now as well, is that when we start asking questions that are of a higher caliber, I would say, and by higher caliber, I mean that we desire to go deeper, to understand a bigger picture, and we are ready to see ourselves more clearly, even if it's uncomfortable at times. We just want to put the pieces together when we want that, which is what a lot of you want. Know who we are, why we came here, why we cannot manifest something we really want that we feel we deserve. When we start contemplating asking questions, it's very important to realize that this is also part of the teachings I'm going to share inside this 21-day portal. It's important to realize that the answers will come when we're ready in due time. First, there is a merging of that frequency. There is a certain recalibration of our systems that needs to happen so we can receive the answer. So months after months after months, I was observing the level of discomfort I was in. I was observing that I was really cold, and I felt like I needed to live in coherence with what was present, even if it was difficult. So what did I do? I canceled my international trips. I could feel that it was not going to work for me to be in Belgium, but I still kind of like didn't want to talk about it because I didn't want to disappoint my daughters and my family there. Because my daughters went with their dad, you know, my ex-husband, he's also from Belgium, so they travel with him. It did not make sense to cancel international speaking gigs that I had worked so hard to get, you know, I just, you know, putting myself out there. Nothing makes sense, but there was no more activated charge there. There was no more resonance there. All the desires that I w had once were gone. The only one that stayed was like, I want to be with you, God. I want to know you, God. And so that's what I did. In everyday life, I was looking for God within me, in my experiences. I was trying to shift my perspective. Not trying. I was shifting my perspective on a lot of things about myself, my healing journey, the places within me that are still a work in progress, the way that I am with my student, with my ministry, and my leadership. I just observed and observed and observed, and I went deeper and deeper and deeper. And then it started happening. I started downloading this whole refinement of this tension point that I had felt for so long, present for so many of us here that are like this. Because I would love to ask you, if you're watching this now, live or on the replay, let me know. I know that it could be the case for some of you because, as I've, you know, mentored and coaches for many, many years now, like thousands of people, I have witnessed that there is a whole bunch of people that are like this too. They have a sense of, I'm so content right now. Yeah, my life is not perfect. I know that I'm not perfect. The bank account is still like this. My partner is still a bit annoying there. I mean, like, I could do better there and there, but I'm truly like, I'm happy. I'm content. I would love to explore more and so on, but it's not like there is not a level of dissatisfaction in our life that really pushes us to kind of like a slingshot effect, like, fuck, I've had enough of this intense suffering. Therefore, a slingshot into a new reality. For a lot of people I work with, it's like we've already created a pretty goddamn good life. And we have this sense of humility within us that is so important, of understanding that there is a work in progress. We are not greedy. Because we know that we are part of a bigger organism and that the resources that we get are not really our resources, they are Gaia's resources. There is a certain level of service and devotion that's present. So we already do the work, maybe with our neighbors or like the elderlies in the community or like with the land. So many people that are my students, that are in my community, this is already there. They're already contribution. There is already meaning. There is already union with someone, or like the blossoming of it in the heart, there's already all of that. And so when it comes to manifestation techniques, this whole bunch of people that we are here are at odds with it. And because the manifestation technique taught out there is really like, feel your more crazy, unapologetic, wild desire, and then be that person. The underlying basics, you know, like work on the subconscious and the mantra and the shift and the journaling and so on. And of course, all of that is very good. It's just, I'm saying that that is just like a small little category of the bigger picture of timeline architect mastery. And so, what happens for people like us is that, well, okay, wait, I'm going to tune in my heart and I'm going to feel a desire. Oh, yeah. Like, I saw all of these, like, women. Like they're also like in spirituality, they are coaches and so on. And oh my God, like it looks like they're doing it online now and they're making lots of money and they're traveling the world. They seem so free. They have this cool like partner and they travel to Bali and Hawaii and Sedona and so on. And they are, I want that too. Because I feel that I'm a channel. I feel that I have a lot of depth in me and I want to share it with the world. And it is wonderful. This is exactly how I worked with my manifestation on and off over the last few years. And I never really felt that either. I felt like I could not pinpoint it because I wasn't who I am now. I didn't have the level of refinement I have now. But then, so what's also happened over the last 6 months is interesting. I felt really cool to open up one-on-one sessions. I hardly do them. So if I ever announce that, and if you want one, don't wait because it happens occasionally. So with this one-on-one session, it's like 30-minute timeline stabilization. And I had over 30 people within the span of, like, I would say 4 months, book this timeline stabilization session. Fascinating, because the person described their timeline, what it is that they think they desire. And as they describe it, I go into the field and I perceive where the fragmentation is, where there is misalignment, when it's sometimes they talk about something and I would see that much further away in the distance, spatially, which shows that there is still a lot of embodiment needed to get there. Sometimes it would just be there, just like about to happen. There's just like small refinement needed. A lot, maybe even more than half of these people, maybe it's you, thank you for booking a session. When I was describing this, I could see clearly that it was not the timeline that they were describing. It was a timeline that has been borrowed from others. It was a timeline where in this timeline, there might have been a few things of yes, yes, but generally speaking, it was absent from their field, completely absent. And so I found myself, ooh, interesting, how to handle the session. I did it by seeing what was matching and honing onto that, not saying anything else, because it is not my role to say to people, that's not your life. If people want to move into that direction, you do, you do. What I can teach you, though, is to train you to understand the alignment of what you call your desires. Because here is the thing. When people enter the portal of quantum leaping, of manifestation, from a desire that they think is their desire, but is actually not their soul's calling, it is not a magnetic desire, it is an ego-based desire. And that's okay, because see, no one talks about it. This is not something that we learn about. This is something I literally just came up with recently after contemplating this for years. So no judgment upon our human whatsoever here. But it's like when we cultivate a desire, thinking it is our own desire, crazy desire, a desire that's going to like take us there, and we want it. And we kind of like work on seeing it and feeling it and moving towards it and holding it as the beacon and becoming that version and so on. When the desire was never a soul's calling to start with, what do you think happens? The vast majority of the time, what will happen is that greater fragmentation comes. Because it's like chasing something that is never there. And so our soul knows that we are chasing the wrong thing. And so our soul is super patient. Our soul is like, she's going to get it eventually. But in the meantime, the human goes through disappointment, heartache, which is so frustrated. We're like, what the fuck? You know, I'm doing all of this and it's still not happening to me. Why? There, why? And also many other reasons why, right? There. So inside this 21-day portal with the Sirian Star Nation, the Arcturians, and many other benevolent beings of the light that we love so much, which is happening by doing during the Lionsgate corridor. Lionsgate portal will be right there. It is not a surprise. It is exactly crafted for that, because this is a quantum leaping portal. Absolutely. This is when I have personally quantum leaped every single freaking year. And now I'm doing it with greater precision, because guess what? I receive the download, I embody, I apply, I make many mistakes, oopsies, I refine, I move on. So during this 21-day portal, I'm going to really to show you and teach you the differences, to really feel, perceive, and understand the differences between the ego desires that are borrowed or copy-pasted from society, culture, or ancestor, that Alicia Babe, who's multimillionaire, spiritual mentor, who has 6 villas in Bali, that desire from our like our mom who always wanted to do that and she never was to do that and now we want to be that too. We want to honor our mom. It's like and society and spiritual circles, you know, like to be a spiritual figure, this is who you must be. So therefore this is what you must desire. Therefore this is what we must cultivate. This is therefore the other person you need to become when to start with you're not even meant to become that. Ego desires are also kind of like coming into our field from the inverted matrix system. It's like the narrative that we hear out there. This is when we can cap ourselves, self-sabotage, self-abandon around our true magnetic desires. So there is an architecture of desire that's very important to understand. And this is teachings literally that I'm receiving from my channel. The difference between this ego-based desire, lower ego, the magnetic desires, really the true magnetic desires, and we have our soul's callings. Soul's callings are of a completely different entire nature. But then, how do we co-create with divine will? How can I surrender to God, to my highest timeline, to the highest version of self who is moving at one with God? Her service. How can I also feel that I'm doing that while honoring my magnetic desires as a human being? How to dance with this? This is where refinement comes. This is when you work with me. This 21-day portal is only $33. I make it as a no-brainer because this material will change your life. And this material is going to become the foundation for your ascension journey. Not so you can manifest something very quick like this on your bank account. It also happens. It also happened. It has happened to me many times that things they just drop in. They just drop in like this because they are in alignment, they are in coherence with who we are becoming as divine souls here to serve a mission. So I want to show you that, and I want to train you for the long game, so you can continue with this game of quantum leaping, of manifestation, of by truly becoming a timeline architect, by knowing that the way you move, the way you feel, the way you get excited about life now is literally the inception point that's gonna create new dominoes. The domino desires, the things that happen in your life, and when it's kind of like gets activated, it goes like, woo, you expand into this spiraling vortex of accelerated ascension, knowing that accelerated ascension is actually super easy because accelerated ascension is being at one with ourselves and at one with God. So we are going to go really deep inside this 21-day portal with the Syrian Star Nation. Become a timeline architect. You can join for only $33 for the entire portal. You can also, if you like to go deeper and you want to receive direct mentoring support from me, which I highly recommend, because it's not that it happens that often that you can have access to me and my channel and everything that I can share with you and help you with. When you sign up as a VIP, we can scan your field. We see what dysregulation are. We can do quantum healing. We can offer direct guidance to you as part of a group. So you have like 15 minutes for yourself, kind of that. Some of you might want to be my private student. And again, when you know that it is so rare for opportunities like this to be a private student, just grab it. Grab it. There are only a few spaces, like only three. Someone already signed up, hey, as a VIP, private. There are three more privates available. So if you want a direct access to me, you have two one-on-one sessions. Oh, talk about going far and wide with one-on-one session. It is really the deal. So I would also invite you to join. We are starting soon, next week. It will run for 21 days and you will have Telegram group where I share audio drops every day. And the audio drops, it's all about embodiment. There's light language, there is energetic recalibration, there is downloads all around this. But we start with a powerful masterclass, and this masterclass is where I will teach the depth of this architecture to become a timeline architect. So I'm so excited. I would absolutely love to see you there. And for now, I would love for you to relax and simply be in the contemplation of your desires. And if there is one that you're not sure is yours, you're not sure is really what it is that you want, you question, do I really want this? Be excited. Witness the questioning. I really wonder about this. I really wonder about that. Is this really my desire? Is this something that I borrowed? Is this coming and feel in your body? Just let it be. This observation creates the distance needed for you to be able to grab a bigger picture. This is why we need distance, because with distance, with space, as we stay chill and relax, we can see the bigger picture. Okay? I send you lots of love. I will place the links here to join. We are starting next 2 weeks, 21-day quantum leaping portal with the Syrians. Become a timeline architect. I will see you there. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.